Father, tonight we have come to your presence. Please bless us. Please speak to us. Let all of us that will be coming have a take home, and all the people that will be watching online. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. This month of March, today is the first day of the month of March. Today is March 1st, 2022. May the Lord make you first. Brother Amola, the Lord will make you first. Praise the Lord. We are going to be looking at the topic throughout the month of March. Building capacity. That is what we are going to be looking at. And I have a few things to share with you in the next few minutes before we pray. But because today is Bible study, I will not be going to the definition of capacity and lives. That's going to be handled sometimes. But of course, I want us to really look at examples from the Bible. You know, the Bible says, you know, the things that were written for our examples. And tonight, I will want us to look at David as a case study. David as a case study. You see, the result you are getting in life is as a result of something. The result you are getting in life is as a result of who you are, one way or the other. Of course, people can say life is not giving me what I deserve. People can say it. But guess what? You can demand what you deserve from life by giving life the requirements, and you will never be denied. So why David? If you ask me, David was an extraordinary person. Looking at his lifetime and his achievements, fantastic guy. And the reason why I like David is the fact that he started from almost nothing, zero level. So, okay, my family background, Nigeria is not this, this one is not this. He started from almost nothing. And the influence of King David is still very much relevant till today that we speak. Even in the nation of Israel. You still cannot deny the effect and aftermath of David. In fact, in the US, they have the Camp David. And that's why president go to have retreat and the like. It was not because of anything. David was a successful man by excellence. Even relative to God, relating with God, David taught us too many things. Too many things than even the prophets of old. More than most of the prophets. Easy approach. Easy how to approach God. Is it how to eulogize God? Is it what to do when you are down? Is it how to approach God when God has turned his back to a man? David knew almost every aspect. He defined it for us. And that's why most of the time, it is the example of David that we follow. In fact, David became so special that Jesus has to come from the lineage of David. That must be something. There is something about this guy called David. And I'm going to be looking at three factors. Three. The first one is God factor. I Are you really want to listen to me tonight? God factor. The second one is heart factor. Personal. You know, the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Think about it. So you determine your life by your heart. So there are some things that you put, there are some dimensions of life that you get into relative to your heart. Say out of it, say guard your heart, guard it with all diligence. For out of your heart are the issues of life. Your heart. Then, the third but not the least is the leadership factor. David was a great and responsible leader, by excellence. And I mean across the board. So because we are looking at Bible, so let's look at God factor. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1. I read. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil, and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. I provided me a king. Everybody say king. Everybody say king. Now let me ask you a question. Then David was anointed, right? Okay, David was anointed. Do you believe you are anointed? Do you know that some people don't believe it all? Honestly speaking. Do you believe you are different? Some people don't believe they are different. Do you believe, he said he has made us what? Kings and what? Priests. Unto what? Unto our God. Do you know that some people don't believe it? So, because people don't believe, they don't think it and they are not acting it. So, they are not living it. They are not expressing it. He said, I found me a king. And Bible say, God had made you, us, kings and what? Priests unto our God. About us, God factor. 2 Corinthians 5, I read from 17 to 18. About us now. Let's come to us. Therefore, if any man, everybody say any man, be in Christ, is a new creature. You see, it is a question of, can you ever believe what God is saying about you? Do you know that if we believe one tenth of what God has said about us, we are made? But you know what? This other guy will make you not to believe. And you know, we believe the negative easily rather than the positive because of our fallen state. If they say, God forbid, now don't go through Mokala, they are robbing there. You know what's going to happen? Even if it's Mokala is only route to your house, you know what you will do? You will rather go through Challenge. And somebody was saying a few weeks ago, he said they were robbing at they were closed locking our gate. Said they were robbing at the day the armed robber came to Ibadan. And he wanted to go out. I said, open the gate for me. Will they be robbing forever? They've been robbing since when? So if armed robber is robbing now, they will be there for the next 5 hours. Pass the way. Behold, all things. Everybody say all things. Please, so I don't understand though. Believe Bible, all things have become new. Your liver can become new. Your blood vessel can become new. It can renew your brain. Your womb can become new. All things. It is sometimes what we chop. It is the scripture that we chop. It is whatever man chop. Man go do what? Eh? Man go take fly. Whatever you chop, is what you go to take fly. Some people are looking down because they are not chopping something. If you don't chop anything, where do you go take fly? Please tell somebody, chop something. Say somebody, chop something. Say no, say chop something. Chop it. He said, if a man be in Christ, a new creature, all things have become, and now all things are all new. Economy, all things. Health, all things. Everything. All things have become new. All things. God factor. In fact, you know why God loved David? Why they loved David? When he got to the battlefront, he recognizes the God factor. So what do you do when you face a challenge in life? Do you still remember that it's a God factor? No, answer me now. He said, who is talking? He said, the man has been talking for the past 40 days. He said, come. But David needed some negotiation. What will the king give to the person that faces this man? And your letter, joke with. Or anyone. It doesn't matter the weapon you carry. It doesn't matter the armor you carry. It doesn't matter how much is in your account. It doesn't matter the contract you are collecting. If you are late. Some people, in the midnight, they can't even get to their house. If they say, yeah, they are under the bed. It doesn't matter, rich man, but you are late. So who do you face? Is it not? What do you start the battle with? You start the battle with what? With the hand of a champion now. If you're a lazy man, you can't fight. You fight who? You can't move near. And the Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood. Become a lazy man and don't know how to fight. God factor. Now, listen. All things are of God. Now, God factor, who are you? All things are of God. All things have become new, and all things are of God. That is you. All things are of God. Who is it that say when Jehovah has not commanded in your life? Who is it to harm you? That the Bible is it Romans 10? If God be for us, who can be? Everyone say God factor. You are not saying, say God factor. If God be for you, you know what? They can only be playing with fire. And sometimes, when children of God, when people say they want to harm them, when they just do like this, say, okay, where are you coming from? They are playing with what? With what? Fire. But the children of God that knows themselves, they that know their words. They that know what? God factor. They that know their God. It didn't say they that read about their God. They that hear about their God, the Bible. So they that know their God. When you know, you go after God. When you know the capacity of the God that you serve. And you carry God, you chop something. People that carry God don't look down. They look up. Because God is up there. You didn't say, Bible say, looking unto Jesus. What did I say? Everybody say, looking. I can't hear. Everybody say, looking. I won't release you tonight. Oh. Everybody say, looking. Unto who? The what? And what? Of what? You know what an author does? The author writes something. Just guy authorized it, he wrote it, he wrote your faith. That's why he gave you a name above every name. He's the one that wrote everything. He's the author of your faith. That is why it is the name that opened the thing up. He's the one that authorized it. He's the one that brought it up. He's the one that did everything. So when you say the name of Jesus, every name must bow. Nobody wrote faith. Jesus wrote everything. He's the author of it. When they say anything you call faith, You know, go and look at the author. The author is Jesus. So that is why they gave, he said, he gave, he said he did not thought it robbery to be equal with God. They were, you know, the Bible defined the step that Jesus Christ followed. That is why he said, let this man be in you, which was also in Christ. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ. If you want to use the name of Jesus, you must carry the mind of Christ. You must carry the mind of Christ. You must have the dominion of Christ. You must have the mentality of Christ. You must do everything. So else you will be a Christian that does not have, say, all of my the king, you're doing that, but you're in the color. Colorless, only that God. Believers without color. They will run away from cockroach. Don't bring spider. Don't bring spider. Colorless believers. No capacity, no boldness. They speak concerning nothing. No, they don't speak. When they pray, they even pray. They don't. They can't roar like a lion. They can't roar. People cannot get out of their house in the middle of the night and begin to roar like lions. So, why did David kill Goliath? He was not like every other person. David was different. The difference was the consciousness of what he carried. Please tell somebody you carry something. Say the conscious of it. You carry something. My first point is what? God what? Let me move on. If I stay with God factor, we will not move to the next point. And I was careful to... Now, let me read this one. Colossians 1, 13 to 15. Please give me another mic. This one is disturbing me. Have mercy on me, please. Thank you. Colossians 1, 13 to 15. I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Wait. From what? Who did he deliver? I wonder. Is God trustworthy? Ha! He delivered us from what? And to where? Whom we have redemption through what? And what? They said is the image of the invisible God. The first one among, do you know that you have a position? If Jesus is the firstborn, even I'm number 10,000, even I'm number 2 million, even it is, he said it's the firstborn. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Can you give me mic? Lord, remove this one. Give me another mic. Technical people, they are big men. They won't come to church on Tuesday. They are big men. They won't come. Wilson is a big man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, he translated us. You know, he delivered us. We couldn't deliver ourselves. But after deliverance and translation, what else do you want him to do? You stand your ground. That's the next thing. The next thing is the fact that the enemy knows that, no, he cannot hold you down there. He didn't, but the enemy can keep you ignorant of who you are. God factor. David was conscious of that. And David delivered as such. Praise the Lord. Now, the next factor is heart factor. Acts 13:22. Acts 13, 22. And when he had removed him, talking about Saul, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said,
I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man what? And shall do what? All my will. The heart of David was seeking the heart of God. The heart of David was going after the heart of God. The heart of David desire to fulfill what is in the heart of God. Now, is your heart going after God? Do you have a desire for him? Do you know? Every one of us seated there, some of us are looking down and said, let me introduce yourself to you. You may not know. Do you know that people are waiting on you in life? Think about some of us seated there. How many people you have influenced in your life? You know, sometimes I reject some things. Okay, after we did the burial of my mom, so someone that is very close to me, the stepmom died. And he called me, he said, sir, pastor. I said, what? He said, please, can you help me the way, same way you did your home? I said, the same way I did. I said, I'm an event planner. That's not my job. I said, leave me alone. You know, when I said, leave me alone, and I began to think, I said, okay, if I do this for this man, I'll be able to introduce this person to him. I will do this. This one will make it. This one will make it. This one will make it. I said, I will do it. Because some people will, Abby, they wanted everything that I have. So all the people that did everything, what would they do? They will be blessed. So it is not my job. I have to try and bend backwards because of other people. Maybe they have been praying to God, Abby, for miracle. Now, if God answered their miracle through me, what will God do for me? He will bless me. I'll become a servant of God. When people offend you and you forgive them, you know what you have done? You have manifested the virtue of God, and God will reward you for forgiving them. In fact, when people thought they have taken something away from you, they are lying. You know what happened? If you say anyway, I leave it for you. God will, you know what I mean? God will reward and pay you back. Anytime you manifest God in life, there's a reward waiting. And the reward is only for you. Your children will enjoy it. So when we say forgive, it is not the, some of these equations are beyond all this. No. They are deeper than what we think about. Than what we are thinking about. A man after the heart of God, because God is not resident here now. Yes, we are the one that we represent God now. Just imagine, if I do something because of God, if you do something because of God, if you do something because of God, if you do something, what's going to happen? You know what? God will be represented everywhere. So, anytime in your office, you are bringing God on the scene. Not necessarily because we bring, some people, you know that you are praying in the name of Jesus, that I will be heard in the name of Jesus. Prayer to pray, let it manifest through our actions. You know what? Thank God for prayer, but let people see action. Let them see your life. Let your life so shine. Let your life so shine. Somebody was saying, he said, sir, you are the apple of my destiny. He said, I will forever be grateful to God that we have to live close to each other. Now, what are your neighbors saying about you? Do you know in the Bible there was this prophet that God said he should lie by his side because he had to pass a message across? You know what happened? Your assignment is different from my assignment. Your purpose is different from my purpose. You better do your own. The general one we are talking into is generality. When you get out of this place, either your neighbors, your office, you have an assignment. Now, the sons of men are the ones that report us to God. You know what? They said they will see your good works. What will they see? What will they do? Glorify what? Your Father which is in heaven. Can you imagine that people are praying to God and say, God, I just thank you for this woman. I thank you for this man. I thank you for this one. So your name is, they are reporting your name in heaven. They are counting your name in heaven. before God. You know what happened? How is it that, you know, we are not equally worthy before we are equally loved? Some people, anything that is coming against them, God say, "Hey, where are you going? Don't move there." That is the security that we have as children of God. It is not about the fact I'm preaching. It's about how much God am I manifesting. Anybody can, sometimes talk is cheap. Who cannot be talking? What? Life. I've come that they might have life and have it more. You, what is what we do? We pass life. We eliminate death. We bring light. We eliminate darkness. All the time. Hey, somebody is talking behind you. Somebody is talking evil behind you. Now, the person has become your enemy. He can't be your enemy. You know what happened? The natural thing is for the person to become your enemy. Can you imagine that you can love the person? That's what is supernatural. So how can you manifest supernatural and not receive supernatural? And the Bible says, whatever a man soweth, shall he do what? Shall he reap? Tell somebody, don't blame God. Tell another, don't blame God. Stop it. Building capacity. Heart factor. Luke 6:45, he said, a good man out of the treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. You cannot. The man is good. There's something you can do. They could see me now. An evil man. Out of the evil treasure of his heart. Some people have evil treasure. Can you imagine evil treasure? Bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. You are not talking what you are talking because of knowledge. You are talking because that thing is in your heart. The reason why you are causing, you are abusing people, is the thing is in your heart. So you want to ask yourself a question. How can a child of God have evil treasure? I'm not asking that question today. Second Samuel 24, I read from verse 10 to 14. And I want you to note this. And David's heart smote him after he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Some people don't even know how to repent. You have done something wrong, and you have come to the presence of God. You did not even remember you have done something wrong, and you are still praying to God. The God has said, if I regard iniquity, my Lord, not hear me. And some of you are still celebrating wrongdoing. You are still massaging your ego. You are still telling people that you have a right to be angry. You are still saying in the second, on the third, or the fourth day, you can't you see what it did to me? Hearts. And you want to pray to God that answered the prayers. His heart smote him. How many people's hearts are still smiting them? How many people's hearts? His heart smote him. Do you know what they mean? When your heart is not smoting you again, you have a heart of stone. That's the meaning. The heart has changed. You will not have a heart of stone. You know what? Let me be honest with you. Christianity is for real. And God is real. Once your heart is not smoting you again, the heart has changed, the heart of stone. Not the heart of flesh again. For I done very foolishly, verse 11. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad. Because David repented, God answered. God have done foolishly, and God had to send the prophet to him. Do you know that if you don't repent, God will not send? Even when I'm preaching, we are preaching word that God is sending, you will not believe it because you have not repented. There's nothing they can say that you will believe. The word of God cannot enter again. And the devil knows once the word of God cannot enter, nothing will rejuvenate you. Nothing energizes you. Then the next thing is discouragement, despondency, everything. Life is not good. This one is not everything. That one. People, that's why I tell people that are always angry, and the only thing they know is bad side of everything. I say something is wrong with you. It's your heart. They don't see the good side of anything. The Go and say to David, thus said the Lord, I offer thee 3 things. Choose one of them that I may do unto thee. Who is the person that God can give an offer to? A man with a heart of God. God offer. God, how is it? Let me tell you something. God of heaven and the earth. David became, got to a level in which God must offer him to pick one. And you know what? Inside what God offered David, the punishment has to be served. But inside what God offered David, there is a deliverance in it. There is a blessing inside one. And if you don't have a heart for God, you will never choose right. You will never choose right. I put before you life and what? Blessing and cause. But I beseech you. Beseech is your heart. Bible. There are Bible that we read. Hey! This Bible. This Bible. Beseech is your heart. Choose life. I keep asking myself because I say, God, please have mercy. I say, choose life. That means you can choose the other one. Unknowingly. Ah, you will not choose death. Have 5 minutes. Leadership factor. Leadership. You know, I love this aspect of the life of David. I really love this aspect of the life of David. I love this aspect. Psalm 78 from verse 7 to 72. God speaking. Listen to me. When God chooses you to do work, please, oh, put in your best. Oh. Please run away from sin. Oh. Honestly. Doesn't make sense. Don't make sense. Oh. Run away from sin. He chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, from following the ewe, great with young, and he brought him to feed Jacob his people. He brought him to do what? I can't hear. He brought him to do what? That is our job. That's my job. That is my primary assignment. Everything is feeding. Lovest thou me more than this? Feed. My, you know, he said, feed my lamb, and he said, feed my sheep twice. When sheep are many, they eat more. So sheep has to be fed. He said, feed my sheep twice. He said, feed my lamb once. People must be fed. That is our primary assignment. Because when you are well fed, what happened to you? You are spiritually, you are robust. When you are robust, you can stand. You know. You are not ignorant. To feed his people Israel and his Israel is inheritance. Verse 72. I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. So he did what? What did David do? 72. Project, please. So he did what? Everybody said, fed them. Fed everybody said, fed them. He didn't feed them with nothing. He fed them. Heart. Heart. Ah, your work will not be burnt. I say your work will not be burnt. He fed them with the integrity of his heart. That is the requirement. Integrity. A man of integrity. He fed them with the integrity of his heart. That was why David could choose the right for Israel when God brought 3 to him. And what? The skillfulness. And he did what? And he guided them. You know what? You are not just guiding for guiding. Say you need skill to guide. With the skillfulness of his hands. So, we need to develop skill. You feed with integrity and you guide with skill. So if that happens, there can be safety. If that happens, there can be security. If that happens, there can be lifting. He fed them with integrity of his
heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it the issues of life. You don't want to be dispensing, you want to dispense life. Integrity of his heart. That was why the Bible said David was a man after the heart of God. It is not a small thing. Was it last week? Somebody came, I have an appointment with. So they came to my factory, they wanted to do something, but it is counseling or something. So when he saw something, he said, sir, this thing, can do what? He said, but I know this person. I said, I don't get contracts. Since I became the pastor of the church now. He said, why? I said, don't ask me why. Let's concentrate on what we are doing. You know why? He fed them with the integrity of his heart. I want to have a pure conscience before God and before man. And with the skillfulness of his hands. Let us pray. Iru Olorun o le yi Olorun ara o so nla arambada Olorun o le yi Olorun ara o